service today. I want to say welcome to our guests with us today. Good to have you with us. Let's have an opening word of prayer. Chris Dahlman.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for today, for the privilege we have to meet in a free country to hear your word preached. Father, we thank you, Brother Siebel's faithfulness to this ministry, Lord, to help us out preach your word, Father. Help us, Father, take your word, apply it to our lives, Lord, that we may grow and that we may be obedient to your word, Father. Father, we just thank you also for the redemption we have in Christ, Father. Thank you for the blood that was shed and spread the mercy seat in heaven for us, Father. We obtain eternal redemption, Father. We ask now, Lord, that we be attentive hearers, Lord, not hearers only, but doers of your word, Father. We thank you once again in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Barb.
In the 101
Old Time Gospel
song.
Okay.
Number
93. 93 in the 101 book.
Thank you.
yes, March.
424 in the hymn book.
424. Hopefully you mean the second tune. That's the one we usually say. Okay.
Change.
Master, the tempest is raging. Good song.
Oh,
Jim, and then Sam. Go ahead.
Blue book, number 3.
Okay.
What's the number?
3, right?
3, yes.
Yes, number 3. Praise the Savior, ye who know him. Number 3 in the hymn. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
414.
414, trust and obey. Good song. Yeah. 414.
Thank you.
360. We stand in the 360.
Songbook. You know, there are three books that are very important in the life of a Christian. One would be the good book, amen? We agree on that, the good book. And then the songbook, amen? Amen. And next one, your pocketbook. That indicates that you're a fundamental Baptist when you're concerned about your pocketbook. So it's good. Thank you.
It's already turned on.
3 inches, right? Good enough. Amen. Well, let me say, it sure is good to be here. That singing was fabulous. You never get that anyplace else but this place. There's no place like this place, near this place, so this must be the place that we sing like that. And you notice, I wasn't singing too loud. I didn't want to throw anybody off and get them on the wrong key or in the wrong place or anything like that, but I enjoy singing. Very few people enjoy hearing me, but I enjoy singing. Thank God for what's going on here. Sometimes, you know, they Anyway, praise God. It was good. It was good. And we could sing forever and ever and ever. One day we're going to be in glory and keep right on singing. And many of us will not sound the way we sounded today. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And that's what we were doing. Amen? Good. Take your Bibles for just a moment. And we're going to look at just a few short things. And they say that's one of the two biggest lies in America. It's when the preacher says, I won't be long today. The other one is, I'm from the IRS and I'm here to help you. Those are the two biggest stories. So we'll be what we ought to be. Again, let me say, I appreciate the piano player. Amen. I don't know how many he turned to, but I think most of them he knew from up here and down in here in the heart. And that's great. Amen. But it's that way. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the spiral, and I know he watches me. We sing because we're happy. And we are happy people. Praise the Lord. And we love the Bible, God's own word. Satan had a hold of me. Jesus came and set me free by the blood of Calvary. We're happy people. And I'm glad that I'm here. And you know that singing did something for you? Uh-huh. I'm not wearing glasses, so I can't see specifics about your countenance, but it looks a little happier now than it did at 10 o'clock. It will not hurt the smile every once in a while. And I'm glad that you're adapting yourself to that idea of rejoicing in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice in the Lord. And so we need to be a happy people. That lost and dying world needs to know that it's a grand thing to be a Christian. It's the best thing I know. It's a grand thing to follow Jesus. What? Anywhere and everywhere we go, it's a grand thing to be a soldier in his army here below. It's the grandest thing to be a Christian. It's the best thing I know. I wouldn't trade it. You wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. It's the way to live, the way God wants us to live. And I'm glad that you have made the Lord Jesus Christ an intimate part of your life. Now, if you're here this morning and you haven't done that, you need to. I would envision that it's probably not your first time inside a fundamental church. If you're visiting with these folks, so am I. Okay. If you're a visitor, raise your hand. All right, here I am. I'm a visitor. But you need to be in God's house every time the doors are open. And I'm glad that these doors are open. I'm glad you, as part of the body of Christ, have come and assembled. But being inside a church doesn't mean you're going to heaven. Carrying a King James Bible doesn't mean you're going to heaven. But knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And I can look at you and I can know for sure we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's what the Bible says. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. It's not an indictment about you. It's just we need to know that we're all sinners. And because we're all sinners, we all need a Savior. And Jesus is the one who died for you. And we have good news to tell to the nation that will turn their eyes in the right. We need to get the good news settled in the church and carried outside the church. Let me challenge you to do something. Do something for God this week. Let me challenge you to do something for God. We were just singing. Now, we can carry that music most any place we go. And you can sing in the grocery line. You can sing wherever it may be. Wouldn't that be neat? Somebody turn around and look at you. You singing the praises that you were just singing in here, out there. And they'll say, where did you come from? Where have you been singing like that? Well, I sing because I'm happy. So music has a purpose. Music has a way. I jotted down here in my notes. Music matters. Music matters. Take your Bibles and turn to Colossians, the book of Colossians chapter 3. I'm going to look at just two verses and say a few things of importance, I believe. But music matters. It really does matter. I'm of the persuasion that you feel better now than you did when you first came to church. I know the hour has changed. You're a little bit more awake now, right now, and so forth and so on. But music does something for you. Good, godly Christian music will keep you where God wants you to be. Many a person who has backslidden, many a person who has fallen away because of music they have entertained themselves with. We're not singing music to entertain ourselves. We're singing music to glorify Almighty God. You know, you're singing because you love the Lord. You're singing because God touched you one day. He touched me. And oh, the joy that fills my soul. And God touched you. And because of that, you sing. And we're glad to sing. We're excited about singing. We're happy to sing. And God is blessed when we do sing. And God loves to bless His church. And I thank God that you're a singing church and a body of believers. And we need to have more. It really matters. We need to have more godly singing in your home, in your place of business. I'm not suggesting you know who you work for, but I mean you ought to be known that every time I see him or her, they're smiling, they're rejoicing, and this type of music that you just performed, you just put on, you just did, it was not a performance, it was just, I'm going to sing from my heart. You sing from your heart. I'm going to sing because I'm... And God honors that, and God will honor that out in a lost and dying world. So let's carry it outside these four walls into a place where people will be excited that you sing. Most... I would say, dear, I'll say most, okay? Most folks know that little chorus, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And if you're singing that someplace, that's going to pick up somebody's ear. And they'll think, I sang that when I went to that little church over yonder there. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And Jesus loves me when I'm good, when I do the things I should. Amen. And Jesus loves me when I'm bad. That was my favorite part. Jesus loves me when I'm bad, even though it makes him sad. And we can take that on the outside. Now, if you're singing to yourself, nobody can accuse you of witnessing. If you're singing to yourself, nobody can accuse you of trying to intimidate anybody. They just happen to be hearing you while you're singing praises to Almighty God. I'm glad that you're a body of believers that love to sing. I'm glad that the song leader loves to lead music. I'm glad that the piano player loves to play the piano. I'm glad that the congregation loves to sing. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 16, music matters. It really matters. Let the word of God, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Heavenly Father, you heard our testimony and song. We thank you for it. We thank you that assembled in this place at this moment is a group of people who love you, who love your word, and love to sing praises and adoration unto you. Would you please accept our token of appreciation and song. And may we go forth from this place better able to serve you because we spend a few moments together as believers. We'll give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you will do in the days that lie ahead. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. From Colossians 3, turn over to Ephesians 5 and verse 19. Two similar verses. Ephesians 5 and verse 19. Over in Colossians we read, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Ephesians 5:19, similar verse, speaking to yourselves in psalms, and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody, sweet music, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Music really does matter. Now, if you could leave here this morning with the atmosphere that was created here by the music and the singing, the voices blending together, unity and spirit and so forth, I think you've gained something today. It's good for God's people to be unified. And when you sing, we all try to sing in the same, I don't know, notes and those kind of things, but we all try to sing in harmony and a sweet sound to our Savior. And so as you would carry on your life after church is over, you cannot take all church with you, but you can take some of church with you. You can take some of the joy that God created in your heart by singing these songs. You can carry with you some of the truths from these songs and spread it to a lost and dying world. I believe music is important. I believe it's extremely important. I think God understands it and wants it to be important. I jotted three things down here that good music, real music, music matters. I jotted three things down here. One, it helps to educate God's people. For those of us who are slow learners, when we sing some of these songs as many times as we've sung them, it kind of helps us to know some spiritual truths and doctrinal truths, and we may not learn, we may not realize that we just learn some systematic theology in what we were singing. Jesus loves me, this I know. That's pretty deep theology. I mean, that covers a whole lot. That covers more than what we want to acknowledge, but it is a deep spiritual truth. Jesus loves me. The eternal God, great emotional effects. He loves me. And he doesn't just love me, he loves you. All the children of the world. Little young lady sitting right down here, God loves her. God loves her. Some of you sitting out there cannot imagine that you were once that little girl's age. You know, I don't think that was ever possible that I was ever like her. But you learn some of the truths of the eternality of God. It helps us to educate. It helps to encourage God's people. And let's just think about those two for just a moment. It helps us to educate. Here, in school, in your history class, they have question and answer. So I'm going to ask you a question, and you're going to give me an answer based upon a psalm that I'm sure you're familiar with, okay? So here's the question. What can wash away my sin? Raise your hand. What can wash away my sin? I can't see. We only have three people who know that. Some of you aren't going to raise your hand because, well, this is childish. Well, some of you are afraid of giving the wrong answer, you know? It might be a trick question, one of those. What can wash away my sin? Class?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Everybody gets an A-plus this morning for that lesson there. But what it does, without realizing it, you have learned a spiritual truth. What can wash away my sin? We're going to talk about the purity of the blood. It's all in that statement. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You know, there are folks who are bigger sinners than you. And there are folks who are smaller sinners than you. No, God's not weighing your sins. I got a list here. And that, well, wait, mine's longer. It's out in the car. It's all that. We've all sinned and come short of glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. And we carry that with us, and it's a truth. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Let me ask you another question. You did so well on that one. I'm going to give you another one. And maybe possibly even another one after that. It helps educate God's people when we sing these songs. It's subtly brought into our hearts and our minds, and we may not recognize it, but we carry that with us. Here's the question. I found the answer. Now I've got to find the question. Here's the question. Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb? And shall I fear to own his cause or bless to speak his name? Now you have that question. Okay. Now, does anybody have an answer for that question? Did I ask the question? Here's the question again. Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb, and shall I fear to own his cause or blessed to speak his name? Now, if you know that song, you can come back with the answer. Does anybody know the answer?
The last verse.
The last verse gives the answer. Well, I wrote down it right here. It's right here, right there. Okay, so the last verse gives the answer. And what might that be? Sure, if I would reign, increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by thy word. Well, that one wasn't so simple for us, was it? You're looking at me like this was an algebra class and not a Bible class. I wasn't trying to make it difficult. Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb, and shall I fear to own his cause or blessed to speak his name? And then the retort is, sure, I must fight if I was reigning. We know the answer. You've got to enter and engage in the battle. We have not laid down the sword. Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against God. We haven't laid it down. Church folks, we cannot lay this book down. This has got to be the primary and, I'll say, only source for truth. And so we need to raise that back up in our thinking. Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb, and shall I fear to own his cause or bless to speak his name? Sure, I must fight if I would reign. You can be a fighting fundamentalist and still love people. You can be a fighting fundamentalist and still hate sin. We need to be consistent with the Word of God to the best of our spiritual and mental capability. One more. Here's the question. Why worry when you can pray? Now, the answer has to be in that song. Okay? Why worry when you can pray? What comes next?
Trust Jesus, he'll be your step.
See that? That's the song leader. He knew it. Piano player, he knew it right off. Okay? So they've got that music in there. But they got a spiritual truth. We talk about America in the old days when they would read the Bible and they would sing a Bible song in their country churches and in their country schools and in their, you know, that would be there. What were they doing? They were learning the Word of God and the principles of the Word of God. And we would be a whole lot better off if we had a whole lot more of that going on in our country. Some of you can remember when you went to school, they did sing Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. And they did sing God Bless America. God Bless America. Not a substitute, not a synthetic, not a could be, might have been, but it was God Almighty. God bless America. So I'm saying to you this morning that music is important. It does help to educate people. You did so well on that exam. I'm going to try and give you another one. Some of you need to come for special tutoring. Amen. No, here's a song, and I want you to give me the title of it if you know it, okay? It will encourage, and the song does encourage people. Here are the words to it. Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I have no cause for worry or for fear. Let me read that first line again, and I want the title of the song, if you would, as close as you can come. Day by day, and with each passing moment. What might be the title? You can raise your hand, call it out, speak out. Anybody wants to say it, I'll acknowledge. Yeah, way in the back. There you go. You're talking about Back Row Baptist. You can't get any further back than that.
Day by day.
Day by day. That was good. That was good. We'll stay right there. Day by day. It encourages you. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I have no cause for worry or for fear. The music has a way of enforcing spiritual truths who the writers have taken and put it in music form. Here's another one. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Now you're sitting out there. You can raise your hand like, ooh, I know. Ooh, I think I know that song that might be. God will take care of you. I didn't give you the answer, although I may have slipped. Anybody want to raise their hand? Yes, ma'am. Head of the class, you are a top honor student right there. That's an automatic A for the semester, and God will take care of you. In other words, it encourages you. It's good to know that God takes care of you. God takes care of you. Many of us have entered into a hospital room with the calm assurance that God will take care of you. Somewhere between, I don't remember, it's 15 years ago, but I entered into the operating room when the doctor said, I'm going to cut your leg off. God will take care of you. It was a Sunday afternoon. God will take care of you. No, you're not. God's going to take care of me. And that's not make-believe. That's a real foot down there. God will take care of you. Now, he doesn't always take care of us in the same manner. If God saw fit to cut it off here, praise God from whom all blessings flow. This world is not my home. Come on, folks. You better look in the mirror and say, this world's not my home. I'm just a passing through. It's not going to happen to me. It's going to happen to you. It's appointed unto man what?
Wants to die.
That's a poor subject to talk about. I'm going to heaven. Can't wait. Going to see Jesus. Can't wait. Heaven's so wonderful, bright and fair. I really want to go there. That's not what we sing, is it? Come on now. That's not what we sing. You say, well, that's not really what we believe. We spend so much money on whatever that word is. We spend, as a culture, we spend, why? To what?
To prolong life.
Imagine if all residents of planet Earth became Christians, the pharmaceutical business would go out. It go out of business. Why? I'm going to heaven. Can't wait. Going to see Jesus. Can't wait. Heaven's so wonderful. What? Bright and fair. Praise the Lord. By the way, it's appointed unto man once to die. Is that a joy? There's joy in serving Jesus. You say, well, that's because, preacher, you're a young man. I mean, you're still wet behind your ears. You're just a kid. You're not an old man like us. Come on now. What do they say? One foot on a banana peel? You all know how that goes? Okay, so don't go shopping in the fruit section anymore in Walmart. It helps encourage God's people. That was encouraged, I suppose. Is it not encouraging to know that you're going to heaven? Amen? Yeah. That's exciting. And sometimes we have lost the excitement because the devil has allured us with so many little trinkets going on around down here. All the blessings of heaven are in store for us. And as the songwriter said, I'm going to heaven. Can't wait. Here's another title, or give me the title. This is hard. I won't sing it for you, but I'll read you the words to it. Here we go. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. And somebody with the title to that song. Some of you are afraid to answer because you think you might be wrong. It might be, God will take care of you. Is that good? Is it good? Okay. God will take care of you. Many of you could give up spontaneously. Give a testimony how God's taking care of you. God's taking care. Why? We've seen these songs. This is an encouragement. This is an education. God will take care of you. So when the seas get stormy and the life gets difficult and the wind gets against you, hey, God will take care of you. God will take care of you. And you don't want to say it flippantly, but you can go back and say, well, God's taking care of me. God's taking care of me. And the times that you think he didn't take care of you, he took care of you. It didn't come out the way you wanted it to, and it didn't formulate the way you thought it ought to, but God took care of you. And if you got your way, you'd be the man most miserable. God knows what's best for you. You see, when I got in an accident, God knew what was best for you. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He knew what was best for you. And God knows what's best for you. You may not agree with him, but if anybody's got to make a decision on what's best for you, I would advise you, go ask God, don't ask Rev. Can I get an amen from that? Yeah. Ask God, he'll take care of you. Here's another difficult psalm, and see if you can recognize the title to this. I should have all those under the age of, under the age of 21. There's only a few of you here. I guess there's none of you here. Well, we'll try it anyway, because once you get the song title, you understand why I'm hedging on this, because it goes like this. See if you can tell me the title. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Do any of us have a hard time standing up? All right. You got what I was going for. We have even the young lady, daddy won't even let her stand up in church, so she can't stand up for church. But we need to have that truism that we're going to stand up for the Lord. I would encourage you to be outspoken about the Lord. We make that statement, I sing because I'm happy, I sing because I'm free. We need to be a little bit more outspoken about the Lord, and a little bit more, I don't want to say confrontational, because that rings with just not a sweet taste. But we need to have that. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Not every conflict is a major conflict in your life. You know, sometimes we look back, well, that was a big conflict. How about some of the smaller ones that you can ask God and you've asked God for, and you've forgotten that God's answered it? And wouldn't it be nice as I take my afternoon nap this afternoon? I hope not, because I'm driving. But anyway, as you take your afternoon nap, you might want to thank God for all the times he's taken care of those little things. I mean the little things. I mean the disease that you could have caught but didn't catch. The pain and heart. You know, God, it's been good. It's been good. And I don't want to compare my not-so-goods to your not-so-goods, because your not-so-goods might be better than my not-so-goods. It's been good. It's been good. God will take care of you. It helps to encourage us day by day. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Give me just one more moment, if you would, and then you can say it's Sunday afternoon nap time. Amen? I think some, never mind. I'll be gracious. I'll be nice. That's not easy for me, but I will try. It helps to educate God's people. It helps to encourage God's people. And it, what the music does, what the songs do, it helps to enlighten God's people. It helps to enlighten God's people. Here, praise. We praise thee, O God, for the Spirit of light, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, thine glory. Revive us again. You dotted all up and down what we might call the eastern seaboard here in the Northeast. A lot of churches need revival again. They need to say, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. You know, that's an old song, not real old, but old. And I don't know. I just came to praise God. Amen. I'm not taking notes on what outfit you had on or you had. We came and we gathered to praise the Lord. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thine glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, thine glory. Revive us again. Here's another song. See if you can. I'm not going to sing it. I just want to read the words to it. I jotted down here because this will enlighten your understanding of some of the good things of God for our lives. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from darkness, you may guide across the bar. Brighten the corner where you are. You know, somebody's walking in your shoes. Is there a little song that I want to marry daddy when I grow up? Huh? You're all looking at me. My wife is shaking her head. But is that not? Yes. I want to marry daddy when I grow up. Isn't that a compliment, dad? Grandpa, isn't that a compliment? I want to marry, you know. Isn't it something to be worthy to have that adoration put upon you? I want to marry daddy when I grow up. Wouldn't it be great if America had a whole lot more daddies? And I said this to you before. But wouldn't it be great if America had a whole lot more daddies just like you? Okay? And hypothetically, make believe and so forth. If I had a candy bar, right? And if you ate this candy bar, you're going to be just, your child is going to be just like you. If you give him a lifesaver, he's going to be just like you. Wouldn't it be great if you knew now that your son is going to be, mom, wouldn't it be great if you knew your daughter going to be just like you when she gets to be your age? I'm looking at your faces, ladies. You're more revealing than the men. The men is just, the ladies going, drop the subject, go on to something else. Can you think of an area? Let's get a little bit easier. Can you think of a area where you would want your son to be just like you? Not a whole lot now, just one area of your life. Moms, can you think one area, just one area of your life where you'd want your child to be just like you? Amen? Can we double that to two areas of your life where you'd want your daughter to be just like you? Now this afternoon when you put your head down on the pillow, be thinking about that. Ladies, roll over and take a little piece of paper and start writing down all the areas you would like your granddaughter or daughter or great-granddaughter to be just like you. You think we'd have a better church? You think we'd have a better community? You think we'd have a better nation? You think we'd have a better families? That means say something. I don't have an itch behind my ear. Just say something. Yes? You can say it with your head. We just need to think about it a little bit every once in a while. Because it's kind of like what you want. Well, I will tell you my signals. You ever play football? You have signals, and you call off numbers. You do all that kind of stuff. And when it's time to hike, one of those things means hike. And when you hike the ball, it's like all over. Everybody comes trying to get you. So my wife is back there like this. She's got an itch behind that right ear. She forgot I got the big clock up there that's keeping the right time. Some churches we're in, they don't have a clock back there. If they have a clock there, it's on the wrong day almost. It just doesn't work. But it's good to be in God's house. Good godly music is extremely important. What is being produced in our pseudo-Christian culture today is, and I'm not a knowledgeable person, is there, but to me it borderlines on worthless. Sometimes it's extremely damaging and leaves great areas for repair. But what you just sang this morning out of those two or three songbooks, that's some good stuff. And you ought to get to be singing that. Just spontaneously just singing it. In your family, just sing it. And I think it will help the spirituality of the church, of the home, of the community. Amen? And it would just be, them folks are always praising God about something. Always praising God about something. And I should be able to, and I'm going to stop. I should be able to just walk up and down. I know nobody likes to speak in public. Amen? Do I have anybody who likes to speak in public? If I was to say right now, I'm just going to walk down here. I'm going to point my finger at a young man. I'm going to point my finger at a young woman, a lady, and so forth. And you're going to have to stand up and tell us your name and when you got saved. You'd be sitting out there praying. Praying that we run out of time, which we already have. Praying that, you know, he doesn't get to me. Do you remember those days in school? You prayed that the teacher didn't call on you? Amen. Being born again is great. And you don't mind if somebody says, have you been saved? Have you been saved? Have you been saved? I mean, you don't want to give a dissertation, but you won't. I wouldn't mind saying that I got saved. Amen. Let's go from this place letting that world out there know that we don't mind being born again, and we don't mind being saved, and we don't mind being in church, and we don't mind loving the Lord. This is what God wants us to do. This is what we've got the attitude to do, the aptitude to do, and we want to do that. So let's go from this place praising the Lord. Heavenly Father, bless these dear folks. They've been more than attentive, and singing was fabulous. I trust you were pleased with it. And the days that lie ahead, use what was accomplished here in some mighty way for the glory of your Son, the Lord Jesus, in whose name I pray. Amen. A good brother.
He mentioned this song, so we're going to go ahead and sing it. It's 386.
Revivalists again. 386.
Oh,
cupcakes? Diabetes. My dad would have agreed with that, only he would have wanted the regular Pepsi,
not the diet. And that may be part of the reason why the Lord took him home. His diet wasn't the best. But anyway, let's have a closing word of prayer. Father, we thank you for the privilege we've had to be here today. We have been blessed as individuals, as families, and as a nation with the heritage that we have. But this generation has forsaken the Lord. Help us to remember the men and the women who have gone on to into eternity, who were here before us, who led this country for so many years from its inception, and gave us what we have. We have neglected to proclaim the word the way that we should. And there are many reasons for that, Lord, and you know each one of them. Help us to be revived in our spirits, as the song said. Help us to understand the urgent need that is out there right now. The Lord Jesus said, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few." And that was true at the time he was here, 2,000 years ago, and it's still true now, and even more so. Help us to be busy doing the Father's business that he has given us to do. Help us to follow the example of the Lord Jesus, who told his mother Mary, "I must be about my Father's business." Even at age 12, he understood that. So help us to learn from that and help us to be faithful in the days that lie ahead as you tarry. We would desire that the Lord Jesus come. To be in heaven is far better. But while we're here, help us to do the work that you've called us to do. Dismiss us now with your blessing. Help us to have safety as we travel to our destinations. And may we be back at the next appointed time to hear from you. We desire your blessing upon our lives. Help us to do what's right so that we can have that blessing. We pray too for the breakfast coming up Saturday, that many would come and we would all have a great time of fellowship. But more important than that, help your name to be glorified in all that is said and done. We'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great day, everybody.